Call the Board of Supervisors meeting for Wednesday, August 14th, ordered 8:45 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For the same reason,
Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jurgens Hill, Tiemann, Dorn, Byers, and Lytle. On the consent agenda, approved general agenda, approved minutes of the meeting held July 31st, 2019. Approve all claims through August 14th, 2019 in the amount of $562,592.48, which has been corrected from the early agenda that went out. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve district court summary fee report and register of deeds fee report for the month of July 2019. Approve utility permit number 1134 for Windstream Nebraska LLC. It'll be boring, 2-inch diameter, 6-foot below bottom of ditch, and under county road for 65 feet. To run new cable to provide service to 10097 East Apple Road, located in the southwest quarter, section 1, northwest quarter, section 12, township 6 north, range 7 east, Nemaha Township. Approve receiving county office inventory statements and place on file.
I would move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Lytle. Any discussion? Vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none. Committee reports. Building and ground, winter lights.
Daily.
Morning, Mr. Jones.
Good morning. Yes, winter lights, that will be happening before we know it. It looks like things are coming up so quick. During our committee reports, I talked about Skyline Roofing is completed with the detention center roof. They were just short a couple of termination bars, so the roof is pretty much complete. They just had some 90-degree angles to put on it yet, so we have a nice new roof on there. They did install the garage area that is going to be remodeled. He said if he pulled the crew off, it would be real hard for him to get a full crew back to finish that up. He assured me that it would be no problem for when whatever roof we need to have raised, they can come back with just one or two people and put the curbing around that is needed to do that. So forward with that. And the West Garage remodel, State Fire Marshal reviewed and approved the plans. We're still working on with Todd and the architect as far as a smaller opening for the stairwell to go up to the upper level. So he is actually going to send some people down. They're going to start cutting some concrete for the new plumbing today. So they thought that they would start with that and probably enclosing the walls here pretty soon. So there's going to start to be some work done over there. I did get a bid for $1,700 from Andrew Ideas to remove the trees. We have a hackberry locust and a walnut tree. The hackberry, I think I reported this last meeting, it is in bad shape. It has a big split right in the crotch, so that was needed to come out anyway. We're going to lose some shade, but hopefully we can just plant some small ornamental trees in front there. So bus stop, we talked about how best to handle the concrete. We have some broken concrete, missing concrete where when they took the gas tanks and pumps out, John and Eddie walked over there and looked at it with us. After that, I did call the city, talked to Jason Moore. He stopped out, looked at it, and he felt also if we just create some green space where the end of that alley is, that would help stop a lot of that. And diverting, we've always had so much water going off the detention center roof that runs right down the alley. I'd like to come up with a, you know, a longer since that alley is closed, we can come out with something longer that maybe does go out into the alley and spills out more gradually into the alley to do that. I would like to keep working on this project and get some bids and come back to you 2 weeks in committee reports and just show you some things that I talked to the city, and they did tell me also when we do this, they do want one of those approaches closed. They want that north approach that's on along 6th Street, close to Washington Street. They want that one completely out of there. We also have two on Washington. He wasn't so concerned about those, but he said we should only have one approach on 6th Street. So he's recommending using the south one. You know, just we'd come up, and that would give clean water a chance to, it would run down concrete and go out into the street better that way. So I will have more information in next committee reports to talk about that.
Ask the city if they'd like to finance part of that, if they'd like to pay for it.
He did offer, if we do break up any concrete, the city would haul it off for us for no charge. So if we can get it anything broken up, they will take the concrete. But I can ask him, Mr. Byers.
Good.
I've been working with Brian Davison. There's a few things we need to do as far as this trial coming up in September. They're going to put the screening station downstairs. And so we found two circuits that are available. We're going to just run some power to the ceiling of the lobby area on first floor, and then there'll be just a power pole coming down for that screening station at that time. So, and that is all I had at this time.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Go ahead if you want.
And then they'll be. You talked to them about Tuck pointing the courthouse. Also, they're gonna start moving forward with that here sometime this fall.
3-week jury trial coming up. We were planning on doing the work on the southeast corner in September. With that being right outside of district court, I asked Greg Dennis if it would work with his schedule to do it in October, and he said yes, that would work fine. Which, on the south side, that is, even early September, it's still, you know, pretty hot. They, not just for them, but for that repair work, it's a lot easier if they don't have that sun beating right down on them. So hopefully we have a nice October. They said it would take probably a full 4 weeks to do that area, so...
If they can work in the snow in September, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
They probably would if it wouldn't freeze.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Equalization? We're equal.
Everything's equal.
Finance and insurance.
Okay. Large ticket items. Beatrice Community Hospital, inmate medical, $20,163.28. Matron Incorporated, annual maintenance to support, $22,794.85. Standard Appraisal Services, $10,388. Maintenance. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $92,272.44. Rock On Incorporated, Rock and Gravel Township Material, $26,036.03. Sat Brothers Fuel, $24,211.11. That's it.
I thought I had something else I was going to have on that too. Maybe not.
Budget, we'll talk about it later.
Budget will be down there later. We will be having an insurance meeting for the employees on the 20th of August at 11 and 12:30 at Valentino's, and we'll go over anything that changes, any of the changes that we have. They're pretty minor. Human resources, employee relations.
I think we discussed, employee time issues and lack of a full work week
for employees.
kicking them off a regular time.
And I think kind of decided instead of making changes to handbook, it'd just be dealt with by supervisors, direct supervisors. Law enforcement, emergency management.
Mr. Chairman, I'd have a distinguished guest from the Sheriff's Department. I don't know if you guys know him or not, but I'd like to invite the sheriff up to speak.
Sheriff of what county?
I think Gage.
Does he have a name? Who is he?
I didn't hear that. Your name is that.
Good morning. Not a lot on the agenda here. We did have our jail inspection. I think, Don, you might have a letter already you got from them. We passed, other than the fire marshal hasn't done an inspection yet, so when he gets that done, we'll pass at least the minimum standards on the jail. So that's done. As Dave mentioned, we have started working on logistics through the trial coming up in September and October. The extreme station, we're going to put temporary one downstairs on this first floor. I'm going to try to get as much information out to the board and the public as we can as time goes on, so they'll be aware. Currently, right now, we're planning on the south door of the courthouse will remain open for DMV traffic, but we'll have them blocked so they can't get into the lobby area. They'll have to go back around if they want to do general traffic. We're going to keep it to the lower left or lower east door in the courthouse for entrance and coming and going. And we're going to try to see if we can use the small conference room upstairs by Roger for the AG's office, kind of get them down away from the traffic down there when they're on break or whatever they're doing, they need time away. And the defense counsel, they'll be in the little storage room area, I think, next to the county judge on the third floor, I think it is. So we're just kind of working through some of these logistic things right now, but that's where it's at. I will be keeping track of expenses on it, and then we'll submit that, I think, for reimbursement, my understanding on that. So I'm going to bring in two extra people to help do a few things, so that should get all reimbursed back to the county. So it's kind of a quick overview of it right now, but that's as much as I know right now we're looking at. So they're working with the judge and Dave and work that process. So.
Hey, Gus.
Yes, sir.
Question for you.
The expenses are covered by the county that this has to come out of, correct?
That's my understanding. We'll keep track of our expenses and we'll submit that to the judge.
In the idea of not distracting or not changing the business of the county that this case is moving into, why don't we leave the screen station where it's at and have extra officers that are at both doors and do pocket checks or whatever as they come through and then do a complete screen when they go through upstairs?
Well, that sounds good. That would probably mean I have to discuss that with a group if that would be feasible or not. Because what you're doing then is trying to have two screening station areas technically. We got a jury trial 1 week in advance of this trial. We're gonna try to do a dry run and see how it works. Whether that's feasible or not, I don't know. I'm sure you're looking at the fact of being disruptive to the public and not liking a screening station on the first floor. But I have to look at it from the side of the security side of things. And so if public gets mad, they get mad. That's why I'm trying to let people know in advance on this. I'll certainly run that by the people we're working with on this. If that's something, I don't know how we would
do that. Yes, one of the things you got in here is everybody that comes into this building is potentially an issue for that jury trial. We don't know. I mean, you grew up here. You know a lot of people. You say, when they're screening like that, they basically got to do everybody. And that includes, I mean, the employees are going to have to go through. Now, it'll probably be much more limited, but we're all going to go through that. And, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of courthouses that do that on a daily basis. So it may seem like it's over protective, but even in Nebraska, we've had some issues where deputies got shot. The one in Council Bluffs not that long ago got shot.
I'm not saying
I think that's the reason. And again, I'm an outsider just throwing stuff into that thing because you know, like the federal building in Lincoln, you go through first floor, then when you go to the court floor, you do it again. That really seems like overkill, but it's kind
of... This is a very high visibility issue, though, and we have to be extremely careful, and if we go over where we normally can't, we just have to do that because of the issue. I mean, this is a countrywide issue. This isn't just a Beatrice issue.
I think you guys are, because of my past, I think you guys are, what I'm saying is doing extra, not doing less. I'm saying you have both doors open, but you have officers at both doors screening them as they come through without running power lines and the other stuff that's going to change our lower level.
Just like
but just doing it manually and then having them run through the machine upstairs rather than running wires and whatever it is Davey has to make it so you can run a screen station electronically downstairs. That's all I'm saying is that manually through each door and then upstairs you're running the electronics.
And can we, do we have some opportunities here from some federal groups or state groups for some reimbursement on this?
Well, that's got to go back to Nemaha County. They got to reimburse us for the expenses I'm going to incur. That's a part of it. That won't be Gage County. I already hired two additional people from outside the agency to help out because manpower won't have enough because I think we're talking, I think, close to 100 prospective jurors, they said alone, going through that. So it's going to be quite a busy place for a while. So,
Did you get Beatrice PD for that?
I got Fry Frazee again, like we used to use up there for a while before. Well, it's basically going to be them or other law enforcement that are off duty. That's what it boils down to. At least I've asked for it anyway, so we'll see.
Yeah, I think Beatrice PD should be part of this also. I agree with you, Eric.
Well, I know they're very interested in it. Not this specifically, but helping you guys. So you're saying this isn't required, but it's your opinion. There has to be some additional screening.
Well, it basically goes back to the sheriff's responsibility to secure that district courtroom. That's basically his province in working with all the parties that are involved in this, which would be the Attorney General's office as well as the defense counsel, and specifically the court. So that's where the responsibility like I said, I don't know how many meetings they've already had, but, you know, again, they will continue to do that right up until the time, and we'll see what happens, because there will be a lot more press. That also complicates things.
I think Gary's idea would be a lot more acceptable to the public, I mean, if it's possible, so that people can still get in.
Well, I've learned in 45 years doing this work that you aren't always going to make public happy. So I've got to do what I think's best for the court. So we'll talk about it because we're going to use the X-ray machine this time. So even if we do it like he suggested, they're still going to have to go to the second point to get through the X-ray machine. So it might be more of a hassle that way than not. So
the pass-through X-ray machine?
The actual X-ray machine that put bags and stuff through. If you have somebody in each door downstairs, they get through there, they're going to have to come to some point to run everything through that machine. And then go upstairs. So instead of doing it at one point, you're going to have two and then a third. So we'll talk about it. We're in the very initial planning stages anyway, so we'll throw it out there anyway.
And this trial is expected to last how long?
They said, I think, September 6th through October 4th, I think it was.
I believe it's the
16th. 16th through October 4th, tentatively is what it's set aside. So. And he'll be held here in Gage County, not Nemaha. So
I told the sheriff, too. I mean, there should be some type of fee for using that X-ray machine then, too. We have to pay to keep it. You certify it and have it checked every year. And
yep.
I mean, the things, I mean, other than collecting dust, I've never seen it do anything, but we keep paying for it.
Well, I can't get an elevator, and you won't give me money for a new one that fits, so this is where we're at.
Pack mule or get rid of it.
Yeah, it'll be expensive the way it is with the additional help, so. Because what they get charged an hour, it's going to add up quick in 3 weeks. So, yep. So that's about all I had.
Gus?
Yes.
Completely off the wall. We've discussed this in the past. Down the road, is there any way that Beatrice PD and Gage County Sheriff's Department can be divided into one unit?
Well, that was a discussion, I think, when Alan Grell was here. He said Raleigh County, Kansas did. You know, it's possible, I suppose. It works, as you know, in a lot of other, you know, Tecumseh, Hebron, Geneva, they've all done it over the years.
And I think Jefferson County just went through that too.
The one thing you'll run into here, Terry, is going to be the benefits and pay are obviously better there than here.
Okay.
And so, and you have two separate unions. So how that jive out?
I would think eventually there's got to be a cost savings.
Some, well, there could be. You know, that's something you'd have to
well,
do.
Well, anyway, it's yeah, nothing. Yeah. It's just a thought I had. I heard something on the radio last week, you know, about combining, and I would guess right now there's a lot of duplications.
Well, not as much as you'd think as far as the traffic, but we do the jail, collection taxes, you know, serving civil process. So we do quite a bit of different things than they do.
Well, I understand that.
But the overall general law enforcement side of things, investigations, that would be the same, yes.
And somebody else told me that if that is combined because of the size of Beatrice, that the sheriff would be in charge of everything.
Well, I think that's the way it almost has to be.
Okay.
And that's just because of the way it is.
Could be a big kicker. I can see that, so.
But I'll say again, because I do it every time we have this discussion, the city should be paying us something for using our jail. They put their prisoners in our jail. We pay for it. We pay for all the staff. We pay for the whole thing. They don't give us a dime.
Well, the what I know, it's a state statute that the county has to house all the prisoners. I think I'm correct on that. It's something that the cities don't have their own jail. It's a county responsibility. Now, how it reads for sure, I don't know. Roger probably know more than I.
Well, basically, you got the county is in charge of state statute enforcement. A lot of those statutes have provisions for jailing, as opposed to the ordinances, which the city is directly responsible for. And the ordinances don't have too many jailable offenses. The PD is also enforcing state law. So we're all kind of doing work on behalf of the state. When I bring a lawsuit, it's on behalf of the state of Nebraska. Even though the county's paying my salary, they're paying Gus's salary and paying for the jail. So that's kind of in a quick nutshell. The city used to maintain the jail down there. For their prisoners, which were strictly ordinance violators. And they didn't have a lot of those. And finally, the jail got to a point where it needed some major renovation and expense. So they worked it out that basically the county would house their prisoners on the ordinance violation. We don't have too many of those, quite frankly. Once in a great while, assist with the city attorney, we'll enforce an ordinance. We can do that. The city attorney doesn't do much enforcement of state statute. And that's just by what we do. So again, we work well there, but there's another situation that may be in a situation where we're consolidating, who knows, down the road.
Well, the kicker is, you remember Terry brought that up to you from Chase County and Imperial. They sued each other on an inmate coming in. They arrested somebody. They wanted to have medical cleared. The jail did, so they took them to the hospital, come back, and sent the bill to the county. And they said, no, it's you made the arrest. And so the city sued the county in district court, and the county won. They upheld what they did. Then the city appealed that, and it went, I think, to appellate court or Supreme Court here in Nebraska, and they ruled in favor of the city. What it come down to, they said, unless injury occurred at the time that or during the arrest, all the expenses go to the county jail. And that's a kicker, which
And that's kind of what I understood, where that goes.
So that adds up. As you can see when you read off once in a while here, it hits us even after Medicaid reduction.
Right.
It just, the county takes it again. That's just it's the way to put it. So,
I mean, I do understand it because everybody in the city pays county taxes too. So, you know.
It's frustrating. It is just frustrating.
Now let's get retail price from Nemaha on this court case at least.
Retail price?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Lisa, do you have anything for us?
I like the idea of retail price. Anyway, I just wanted to give everybody an update on disaster 4420. We received notification that they are extending that deadline for expenses to July 14th. So anything, some of our areas that may have had additional damages, and then we were trying to figure out if we were going to have to start a new RPA for incurred damages, some of those additional damages can be put in on this original, so it'll save kind of the hassle. Things are moving along pretty decently with the townships. There's seven of them that have this 60-day deadline where they have to report all their damages, and then we'll move on to the next few, too. So within the next 2 weeks, they have to identify their damages. So that's going along. I know Galen's and Becky have been working with their county reps, too, for that. So other than that, just to give you an update on the radios, they are being installed. The mobiles are being installed in the sheriff's office department. The last 3 days, and then yesterday we were at the Adams Tower and also Wymore putting, we had a tower crew come in there. So this process is moving along. So just really getting started this week, but it is started. So on the zoning side, we met last night. Our zoning commission met last night. We discussed, we're still on solar regs, coming up, I believe, in Lancaster County, the 21st, I believe. They do have a commercial solar operation being proposed there. So we'll try to gather as much information that we can as our board moves forward. And then parts of discussion were also on tiny homes. So that we do have some interest in tiny homes, or some people call them granny pods. But with that, we have things with that are written within our guidelines that allows them, in terms of we don't have a set square footage on things that are attached to the foundations. Obviously, there are things that are set for square footage on modular or mobile homes and modular homes. But so we'll move forward with researching that. So that's all I have.
Do you have anything like what Carla was talking about with the city using the turbo radios? I caught the end of that. Wasn't she kind of going over how well those were working for them? And they were going to try to...
So they're operating off of the analog side right now, obviously, just within there. But they won't make the switch until the county is all together and that switch, you know, goes completely over to digital until everything's in place.
There were just for your, well, just for everybody's insight or whatever, there was some discussion that Carla had the other morning that there was a meeting with the SRS group, and there was belief on their part trying to cut down what the Motorola Moto Turbo was capable of, and they claimed that the digital would not work or whatever. And they switched the Northwest Fire over?
So at Hellam, yes. And they got as far as dispatch off of a handheld up to the Hellam Tower. So just on a handheld. Yeah. So
it'll work just fine under digital.
Yeah.
Okay, that is the end of the conversation I caught then.
Is that what you were referring to?
Yeah, so that's pretty impressive.
So, okay.
Compared to what we've been using?
Yeah. Thanks, Lisa. Road and Bridge, Mr. Juergens.
Not a whole lot. Discussion on roads, right-of-ways, trees. Do we start mowing hard service roads? Ditch maintenance. Basically about it.
A lot of maintenance stuff trying to catch up for all the rain, I'm sure. Anything else for Road and Bridge? Buzzing right along. Approve or disapprove recommendation for a special designated liquor license to the Brass Rail for the event held on August 31st, 2019 at Four Generations Barn.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Juergens. We have a recommendation by the sheriff. They don't see any problem. Is there anyone, would you like to come up and talk? Oh, okay.
She just asked me to be here, and I've never done this before, so.
Well, you can come up and give your name and.
My name is Katie. I've been running the rail for my parents for a while now, and we've been interested in doing some weddings. So these people approached us, and now it's nice to know the how to go about things, the event. So it's a little easier next time. Everybody's been very helpful, though. So.
Any additional discussion on this? This is for a wedding. Seeing none, vote. Six in favor, motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you guys very much. Have a good day.
Approve or disapprove recommendation for special designated liquor license to Tall Tree Tasting LLC for the event held on October 6th, 2019 at Four Generations Barn.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Juergens. We also have the same paperwork from the Sheriff's Department approving this. This is for a shopping event. Denise, do you want to say anything on this? Or?
I'm kind of disappointed I wasn't the illustrious guest that some other people were.
Well, we haven't seen the sheriff in so long.
Oh.
Any additional discussion on this permit? If none, vote. Six in favor, motion carries.
And actually, you are a distinguished guest because you were speaking specifically about your item.
With a capital D.
Approve or disapprove county health insurance plan for 2019-2020. Don, do you want to go over this a little bit, or John?
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Byers.
And basically, it is going to alter the copay some. The copay for an office visit is going to go from $20 to $25, up $5. There will be a copay now for urgent care, which will be $50. The copay for an ER visit will go to $150.
And because of the employees keeping claims down and trying to be responsible with that, that's why we could keep, or the insurance company could keep the rates down and keep a very, very small... With potential savings, possibly even. And last year, if I remember right, there was a 0%. So, I mean, it's a combination of training the employees and also the insurance company trying to get us a good rate. Any additional discussion on this item? Motion by Lytle, second by Byers. Vote. Six in favor, motion carries. And once again, we'll have an employee meeting at Valentino's. It'll be covered by the insurance company at 11 and 12:30 for any questions. And you're all encouraged to come in case they do have any questions.
What's the date on that?
The 20th of August.
Next Tuesday, I think it is.
Yes, Tuesday the 20th. You said 11 o'clock for the first one,
the
right?
The first one is,
yes.
11
and 12:30.
That's a back room.
Yes.
Sheriff, you never take notes on what we talk about, but now there's a free meal. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And we'll have a memo going out, but until they passed it, we wanted to update the changes and then send it out. So it'll go out either today or with the paychecks Friday.
Discussion on the 19-20 budget. Have you distributed this out to everybody? Or
no, it's just kind of a rough one.
Right now, valuations are down approximately $60 million. County budget's still being held, you know.
This is our overall from last year. with the judge this year. Decrease, actually.
Okay. I guess the total asking, including the judgment, last year was $12,617,305.05. The proposed for this year right now is a reduction of 1.98% over last year. So this year proposed right now would be $12,366,909. That kind of mirrors our reduction in total valuation drop. Total valuation went down approximately $60 million, give or take 1.9 to 2%. This mirrored that right away, 1.9% drop.
This is not concrete, though, because they're...
This is just...
I want to back check my figures and stuff, so Doug...
this is proposed
this
budget.
Is, yeah.
Now, the Sheriff's Department, our two biggest budgets we look at are, of course, Sheriff's Department and Highway Department. The Sheriff's Department kept his numbers very flat. We talked about that a few weeks ago. We increased some. We took some back off. There's money, extra money put in for the K-9 program. The Highway Department, there's several pieces of equipment in there. Right now, those are almost all moved out again. So that'd be something... we may or may not want to look at. Does anyone have any questions on the budget specifically, or any departments that you want to talk about specifically? If you do, feel free to give me a shout too. Otherwise, but everyone's with a reduction in overall valuation. We all knew this was coming, so everyone's kept things pretty flat. I would anticipate more of the same going forward. It looks like as Agland continues to drop, these higher valuations are going to drop off also, so we're going to see a reduction in overall next year, possibly bigger than what we saw this year. Possibly a third year, and things should level off again. But if you do have any questions specifically, please get a hold of Don and I. Anything else for the good of the order overall? Sheriff, you'll be there this evening for our special meeting at 7:00. We have a special meeting tonight for discussion of the half-cent sales tax. Senator Dorn will be down, and also representatives from NACO. So we encourage the public to come.
We have some individuals here. I don't know if they're just here to listen or whether they have some comments, something.
It's not, but it's as good a time as any, because we're out of time. If you have anything you'd like to say.
Just go back to the comments from the public. Yeah.
We'll just have comment from the public now. No.
My name's Yvonne Mahaka. I live in Gage County, Cortland. Prairie Wind Watchers. I'm the spokesperson for Prairie Wind Watchers. We had a meeting with NextEra in July, at the end of July. Phil Clements came from Florida to speak with. We had about 50 people. I was just curious as to where we're at, if you guys have been discussing any wind regulations.
That might be a question for Lisa, actually. Could you spell your name for us?
Yes, I can. It's Yvonne, Yvonne, Mahaka, Mihulka.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa, could you comment on that?
Basically, you're in the comment.
Oh.
Yeah. She just tells us, she makes comments. We don't address those issues.
Okay.
You want to put it on the agenda item at a later meeting. You're welcome to talk to Lisa after the,
okay.
She can give you the specific question or answer to the question you're asking.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, she can run through the specifics for you, but
okay.
Thank you, Roger.
Well, no, it's just that
the devil is in the details. We got to do the details.
So we, you know, I didn't know if anybody was aware that we were meeting with NextEra, and they were talking about Gage County and where they're moving forward in Gage County with their projects.
I'm sure there will be discussions coming up on that.
I'm sure you'll see my face again, so.
We'll welcome you back.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else? If not, we'll have a closed session necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual. This will be a personnel discussion at 9:25 on the clock. We need a motion to go into closed session. I need a motion and a second to go into closed session.
So moved.
I didn't.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Hill. Vote. 6 in favor to go into closed session at 9:25 on the clock.
Okay.
Can I have a motion to come out of closed session at 10:16?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Byers. Vote. 6 in favor. Ask for a motion to adjourn unless there's anything else for the good of the order.
So moved.
Moved by Lytle. Second. Second by Tiemann. Vote. 6 in favor. We are adjourned.
What?
At 10:16 on the clock.
At least it didn't say balance.
I thought we were staying.